Much of Pakistan has been plunged into darkness. The country's energy minister says the national power grid went down early Monday morning, causing a widespread breakdown in the power system. Nearly 220 million people are without electricity. Authorities say efforts to restore the system are underway, but that could still take several hours. Let's go live to our correspondent in Islamabad, Kamal Haider. Kamal, what's the latest? Any progress made to restore power?
Well, the authorities, particularly the Ministry for Power and the minister, is saying that they are trying to solve this problem, that it will take maybe up to 12 hours before this is sorted out. They're blaming a fluctuation in the frequency, which led to the shutdown of the grid stations and also disrupted and tripped several power lines, major power lines heading to Balochistan province, as well as to the city of Karachi. This is not, of course, the first time that this has happened. This is the second time since the new minister for power took over. He had said that there will be an investigation. And when this happened last time, people, of course, across Pakistan are worried as to whether the minister is even competent enough to deal with this crisis. However, if this is prolonged, it could lead to a chain reaction, and that, of course, could mean disruption in power supply, water supply, to major cities. The concerned department is saying that they are confident that the power will be restored. 117 grid stations, like the one you see behind me, power has been suspended to them here in Islamabad alone. Major cities across Pakistan are facing the outage. And, of course, there is also the ministry saying that they are trying to restore and have partially restored power to critical infrastructure such as airports and other key installations.
Kamal, what does this mean for a country that's already dealing with so many challenges, an economic crisis and energy crisis as well?
Well, indeed, it is a huge concern because, as you mentioned, the challenges are multiple. There is a foreign exchange shortage within the country. That means the banks are not able to open LCs. Thousands of containers are stuck at the Karachi port. This raise in power tariff, of course, has also affected the industry because they've been suffering several hours of power outages even before this particular major breakdown. So many industries have shut down. There is, of course, going to be a knock-on effect on fuel prices because the country now wants to go back to that IMF bailout package. Talks with the IMF stalled when the government was not able to meet the strict conditionalities of the IMF. So all kinds of troubles. And this particular one, if it prolongs, would, of course, also mean loss of time and money when it comes to industrial output and, of course, affecting everybody's daily lives.
Thank you very much for that. Kamal Haider is our correspondent in Islamabad, Pakistan.